What's up, everybody? Ben Raza here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with more off-season betting content on the AwesomeO Odds Sports Betting Channel. First thing I want to say is a brand new channel. We've got a lot of things going on, so if you haven't been over there, head over, subscribe, and hit that like button because we're going to be providing a ton of content, not just for the NFL, though. Today, we are talking college football and specifically SEC football. A lot of value on the board. Who's the contenders? Who's the pretenders? Win totals, futures, all of that. Who do we need to do that? There is nobody better to talk about that than who I have here. Matt Gajewski is with me as he always is for college football. Matt, I know you're excited to talk about this. Are you ready to get into the SEC and break down these teams?
Yeah, man. We have the premier conference to discuss today. I'm very excited.
Yeah. Well, it's soon going to be a super conference, apparently, but that's a different video for a different time. But listen, there's a ton of bets on the board across these sports books. And the first thing I want to ask you before we dive in, we're going to give some picks, is how often do you look to conference champions? Is that a bet that you like to make, or do you stick more in the national championship picture?
I like to do conference champions a lot. For a conference like the SEC, I think there's actually a lot of value this year because of the turnover we have with some of the better teams. It's going to be nuanced year over year. Some conferences are a little easier to bet, and then there are certain teams that'll have better national championship odds. So it's kind of trying to balance the two.
It's a perfect segue, honestly, because Chad, we want to hear, drop who you think has a chance to win this conference in the comment section. But what we don't want to see, I think we all know that Alabama is the rightful favorite. Their odds are juiced as you think they were, and it's for a reason. They're, of course, the most likely to take this down. We're not going to really talk about them. They're great. I just don't see any value. Matt, correct me if I'm wrong. Do you see any reason to put any position on Bama in this offseason?
Not really, and it's not because we don't like Bama, as you mentioned. Yeah. They're the front runner for a reason, but you're talking about a team with a ton of turnover. They have a new quarterback. They lose their top two receivers. They lose six first-round picks, and you have to lay minus 200, and that's the best-case scenario. They're minus 300, minus 400 in some spots, so you're just not getting value with the bet, even though they're likely going to win the SEC. We're looking for better payoffs.
Absolutely. It's all about weighing those odds. And that's what we're going to try to do here. But as I always say, whether it's the breakfast menu or these videos, do you want to go first or do you want me to set the tone with a pick here?
I will defer to you, my friend.
Okay, I'm going to get things started. I'm going to go to the other side because I think we all know the SEC West is just absolutely brutal. You've got Bama, you've got LSU, you've got a lot of big teams. On the other side, you've got Georgia, and then you've got everybody else. And Georgia is plus 225 out there to win the SEC. And I'm pretty comfortable with that. They open with Clemson. That game is not a conference game. So even if they lose, it's just honestly going to put more pressure on them to have no slip-ups in the East and in their schedule. And I think when you look at the teams, whether it's Florida or Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Kentucky, these teams are not really on Georgia's level. I love that defense. I think they're going to have a lot more stability at QB. And they're the most likely. I don't think this is a particular hot take. If you told me who is the most likely team to get to the championship game in the entire conference, I think it's Georgia, even over Alabama, just by a product of their side of the draw. Now, getting and winning that game is another story, but I feel very confident they're going to get there. So at plus 225, that is where I was immediately drawn to when looking at these SEC futures.
I 100% agree with you. The schedule tells you everything. Outside of Clemson in that opener, their most difficult game is probably Florida. They play that at a neutral location. Their non-conference schedule outside of Clemson is an absolute cakewalk. They play the weakest teams in the SEC, including South Carolina, Vanderbilt, Tennessee. It is an absolute joke of an SEC schedule. Then you look at what they're bringing back. On offense, they return eight starters, including their signal caller, JT Daniels. All five of their running backs are back. They get a stud transfer in Eric Gilbert. On defense, they only return five starters, but they get some premier transfers in Tyke Smith from West Virginia, Darian Kendrick from Clemson. So they actually have a better defense than what their returners might initially indicate. So if you're looking at them to win their side of the SEC, they basically got to take down probably Alabama in the conference championship, maybe a dark horse like LSU, but they have the best chance to get there. And that's why I like the odds so much.
Yeah, listen, step one is getting there. But, you know, looking past Bama and past Georgia, then the board kind of opens up. Where do you go, if anywhere, for this SEC future if you're not, you know, on those marquee teams?
I think you go to one of the long shots, probably a team like LSU, where you can find around 25 to 1. And now I don't think LSU is likely to win this, but again, we're balancing the odds versus the likelihood that they win. And LSU returns a ton of production on both sides of the ball, and they have an easier schedule than a team like Alabama. Now, you could see a team like LSU that has 9 returning starters on both sides of the ball easily clip a team like Alabama. And again, it's about getting to that championship game. So I do think LSU is a team that can do that. And when you look at their schedule, I mean, you're talking about non-conference games against like McNeese State, Central Michigan, Louisiana Monroe. They also play like UCLA. And then in their conference, Mississippi State, Auburn, Kentucky, and Arkansas are all winnable games. They're just going to face Florida and Ole Miss. But I think looking at them to make the SEC championship game is a dark horse worth targeting.
I do like those odds. Yeah, I think obviously, you know, the chances they get there are somewhat minimal, but you're talking 25-1. That is a big number, but it's a perfect. This is why we do the college football shows together. Perfect segue into my win total. I'm just going to piggyback off what you said. I like LSU over 8 wins. It's minus 125 out there. And you just rattled off 8 winnable games. 3 of them are, I mean, auto wins. And then teams like UCLA and Mississippi State, those types, I think LSU was going to get them. Then all you need is to steal one. You get a Florida, you get, you know, maybe Bama, one of the Ole Miss, you get one of those and we're there. And I look at this at 125, this number is going to keep rising. I feel really good about just LSU in general. They're going to be a lot better. The defense still has Stingley. They're going to be stronger across the board. And I think, again, stability at the QB position, it's a little in flux, but I think they'll be better. It's not Joe Burrow, but it's also not the disaster from last year. But we've talked, you know, we've talked Georgia, we've talked LSU a little, we've certainly already mentioned Bama. You know, as we round out, and I do want to say quickly, Matt, you and me have started up a college football podcast, Betting You, available on all podcast networks. If you want the full hour-long breakdown of the SEC, we're going to be recording that later today. It will be up soon enough this week. So go check that out. Certainly leave a review, because if you're really digging and prepping for the season, that is where you want to be. But for this video, we're just giving a couple bets. Is there any team maybe that's certainly not live in the future picture, kind of middle of the pack or in the basement that you think is worth talking about in terms of a win total position?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of good win totals in the SEC right now. I actually like the win totals on both teams we discussed. My favorite one is the 8 you mentioned for LSU, so I won't go any further into that. But I think Georgia's live at 10.5, hitting the over there. A team I think that might be a little overrated in the futures market is Arkansas. And I actually think this team will be a bit improved. They return 9 starters on offense, 10 on defense. Some of those players are very good, but they just play a murderer's row as far as their schedule goes. Non-conference play, they're going to get Texas. In conference, they have A&M, Georgia, Ole Miss, LSU, and Bama, with a number of those on the road. If you can find this at 6, it's juiced pretty high to the under. I definitely like that, and I even think 5.5 is viable if you can find that at some books with some better juice.
Poor Arkansas. Yeah, it's never fun when you get Georgia from the other side as like your one-off game. That's just not fair. Like, you could get Vanderbilt or you could get Georgia. They're going to be better, but again, that's a team. I certainly was drawn to what you said, getting Texas in the non-conference. They play Rice. I don't know why I'm really saying that, but Rice is a cool team because they're the Owls. Under 6, I think, is a pretty reasonable target, but I like what we've done here. Georgia and LSU up top, maybe shorting a team like Arkansas. Tennessee is another team that I've got my eye on to short. I'm not going to dig into that. Like I said, Betting You will have a full breakdown of these SEC teams available on the podcast network. But for Awesome Odds, the new channel, like I said, guys, I want your feedback in those comment sections. Let us know if there's a team you want to break down, because I know, Matt, you've got your depth charts up, ready to go, and we're going to have a ton of college football content here at Awesome. Anything you want to say before we duck on out of here?
No, just appreciate everybody that's here with us and listening to college football. I'm super excited for the season and super excited to continue these previews.
No doubt about it. On that note, we're going to bounce on out of here, but good luck everyone in prepping for football. Stay tuned for more NFL and college football futures breakdown here on the Awesome Odds Sports Betting Channel.